Okay, we're on page Yud Aleph Amid Beis, in the middle of the page. Well, no, the truth of the matter, I'm sorry, we're further. Yeah, 1 second. We're on page Yud Beis. Yud Beis Amid Aleph. 4 lines from the top, which says Bishleim le Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara was learning that there's an argument between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in many, many things. If the world was created in this in a Tishrei, Mashiach's coming this in a Tishrei, when the they discussed when the Ovis were born, when Sada was answered, all these various types of things. And the last thing the Gemara said was that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer also go with the same opinion concerning the flood. Now the Torah says the flood happened in the second month. So the question is it the second month from Tishrei, meaning the 17th of Cheshvan, or is it the 17th of Iyar? The Gemara spoke this whole thing about this constellation Kima, that either it sets, and the bottom line is Hashem changed the nature of the world because the people changed their behavior for the bad. So Hashem changed the behavior of Kima, of this constellation, and Hashem took 2 stars away from Kima and allowed the rain to come in. So the Gemara is just saying, just like they argue concerning many other things, they also argue about the flood, was it in this and was it in Tishrei? So the Gemara asks, Bishleim and Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. Every time the Torah says second month, in Torah it means Nisan. I mean Iyar, starting from Nisan. Over here, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all of a sudden it means starting from Tishrei. The Gemara says, Bishleim and Rabbi Yeshua. I understand according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'an d'chsev Sheni. That's why it says Sheni, because according to him it means the month of Iyar. So starting from this, and like normally in the Torah, here's the second month. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds it's Cheshvan. So Gemara says, my Sheni. Why does it say Sheni? Right? So Tesis right away says, L'cheda, what do you mean, why? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created in Tishrei. So Tesis answers, yeah, but the pearl in months, the Torah always calls the second month, starting from this, and so it's here. So the question, how could Rabbi Eliezer say it means Cheshvan if the Torah says V'cheda Shesheni? So Sheni of what, so to speak? So he says, my Sheni, Sheni Ledin. It means the second month of judgment. Meaning, when is judgment sight in Tishrei? So the second month, because what did Hashem do by the Mabul? He judged the world. So he learns over here, a Sheni could mean second day from judgment. And everybody says judgment is on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So the Gemara says, also, Bishleim Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I understand, Hainu Deshina, this is why Kima is changed. Because normally Kima sets during the day, and now Hashem brought Kima up during the day. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds in Cheshvan, Kima always comes up. So what did Hashem do? In other words, normally, like we learned last week, Kima in some months comes up during the day and sets, whatever the system of the constellations are. So according to Rabbi, Kima is one of the mazolus. Yeah, the tail of one of the mazolus, and basically, he says there's 12 mazolus. But we know there's Yud Beis Mazolus. Yeah, I mean, even according to astronomy, there's 12 constellations, right? Now, each constellation represents a month, because in that particular month, that particular constellation is strong. In addition to that, you also have every day in the 24-hour day, every constellation works for 2 hours. So like one constellation is coming up and the other one's setting. Another one comes up, the other one's setting. It's like, and it's rotation within the day. So therefore, the question, sometimes Kima comes up during the day and sometimes at night, whatever, there's a whole cheshbon over here that they make without getting into all of this stuff now. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, bringing up Kima during the day is a change. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it's an year, so it's not the month when Kima comes up during the day. So I can understand Hashem changed it by bringing it up during the day. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it anyway comes up in the daytime in Cheshvan, right? So what did Hashem change? So he says to the Rav Chista, what did Hashem change? You're right, not about Kima coming up, because that's normally done. Rav Chista said, what did Hashem change? The nature is, he says, Bereishin Kilkulu, they committed adultery with Reishin, with the semen which is hot, or Bereishin Idenu, and therefore, when because they acted corruptly, Hashem punished them with boiling hot water. Also, Bereishin Kilkulu, with boiling substance they added corruptly, Baveda, meaning by immorality. The Gemara explains what it means. Bereishin Idenu, and Hashem brought the marble with boiling hot water. The flood wasn't stamped cold water that flooded them. It was mamish boiling hot water. Why? Because it says, how do we know it means boiling hot water? Because it says here, the pasuk, Vayashayko Hamoyim, when the flood ended, the Torah says, the water subsided. And the Torah uses the word Vayashayko. In Megillas Esther it says, V'chamas HaMelech Shachacha, the anger of the king calm down. Now when you're angry, you're boiling, you know? You're boiling. So it says that just like over there, the king's anger subsided, meaning it's heat and the fact that he was boiling. So the same thing, when it says that Yeshayka Amoyim teaches us that the marble waters were very hot. Why? Because they sinned with heat, and therefore they were punished with heat. So what do you see from there? Hashem changed the nature of the water. The water normally doesn't boil. Normally water is cold. So Hashem changed the nature of water because they changed their behavior.
They sin a lot of sins.
Yeah.
Not only the water.
Right. But the fact that they sin that way also.
That's reason.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learned." This is an interesting argument that the Gemara brings down between the Jewish scholars and the Goyish scholars. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, "Tan Rabbanan, Chach mi Yisrael meinim lamabul kerabliyazer." The Chachamim of the Jews, the Jewish Chachamim, hold as follows: the Mabul was like Rabliyazer, that it started in Cheshvan, Ulat Kufa, and by concerning the seasons, it starts from Nisan. In other words, as far as creation, they hold creation was in Nisan, but they hold the Mabul was in Cheshvan. That's the way the Chachamim hold.
Will it be shiny?
Huh?
What is the Yom Shani?
Oh, so he says Yom Shani from Din. Yeah. But the Goyish scholars, Meinim Afle Mabel Kereb Yeshua, they hold that the Mabel also took place in Ir, like Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, they hold everything started from Nisan. So he says, okay, that's it. So this is the end of this Gemara. So he says the difference between, now, he explains this concept of the seasons. Now, if you figure out the lunar system and the solar system, they maintain that the world began in this. The Pearl, the Gemara below is going to learn that the world was created in Tishrei. But Lapel, the Gemara is going to say later.
Science
has another problem. They say the world is millions of years old anyway. So, what's another few months? Nisan or Tishrei.
Yeah, okay.
But meanwhile, it says the Chachamim of the Eden believed, at least now what the Gemara says, that the world was created in Nisan. Uh-huh. And this, the Chachamim hold. The Chachmei Umaseilim hold that even the Goyim hold that even the Mabul started from Yeshua from the month of Nisan. Okay, now the Gemara says, we'll finish with this. Now the Gemara is going back to the Mishnah that spoke about the various Rosh Hashanahs when the various Rosh Hashanahs are. So the Gemara said, Ula Yerakis, that the Mishnah said on the first of Tishrei is the new year for vegetables. Okay? What does it mean simply? So, like we learned already, that you have to separate Maaser on vegetables also, not only on fruit. So the question, and you're not allowed to separate one year's fruit for the next. So the question is, what is considered a new year? So the Gemara says, for Yerakis, Rosh Hashanah, basically, Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. So it says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, that the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, Yerakis, for vegetables. Ula Maisris, and for 10%, Ula Nedarim, and for vows. What does it mean? The Gemara is going to explain later in the Gemara what it means for vows, what's new year connected to vows. Later the Gemara is going to explain, if a guy makes a vow that for the rest of this year I'm not going to eat meat, when does the year end? If he says for 1 year, it's 12 months. What happens if a guy says until the end of the year I make a vow I'm not going to eat meat? So we have to know, when does the year end? The Gemara is going to explain that later. But the Gemara says, for vegetables and for tithing 10%, Rosh Hashanah is the new year for these things. So the Gemara says, the Yerok is my ninu. What does it mean for vegetables? So the Gemara says, Maiser Yerek for tithing. So the Gemara says, Hainu Maiseris, but that's Maiser. It says in the Braisa, Yerokis and Maiser. Right? But if Yerokis itself means for tithing Maiser, so why does it say Yerokis and Maiser is the same thing? Right? So obviously it's something else. So the Gemara answers the Tanad Rabbanon that this Tana, one Tana learns, one is rabbinic, Uktani the Raisa, one is biblical. Meaning, tithing vegetables is only rabbinic. Because Maisa, when the Torah speaks about 10%, the Torah speaks about grains. The Torah doesn't speak about vegetables. So vegetables, the Chumash says, is rabbinic. Then you have biblical maises, when you have to speak about tithing grain, right? So the Gemara says, that's why the Braisa says both. Yerakis, which are rabbinic, and maises, which are biblical. So the Gemara says, yeah, but come on, Torah should come first. It says Yerakis, yeah, which are rabbinic, and then maises, which is biblical.
Yeah.
I mean, a little respect for the Chumash.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, V'lisne deraisa bereisha, it should first say the biblical one. It should say Maiseris and then Yerek.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, I did the Chavivale, because it's more precious, because it's rabbinic, Akhtama the Mishnah says, the Braisa says it first. Meaning, there's a rule in the Gemara, Chamura Divri Seifim Yesim Medivri Teira. The Chacham were stricter about rabbinic laws than biblical. Why? Because the Chachamim had to enforce certain laws, and to enforce them they have to be stricter about it. Biblical everybody kept, but to enforce rabbinic laws the Chacham had to be much stricter. And the Gemara says also it was more precious to them because it was instituted by the Chachamim, so the Chachamim felt it more precious, so therefore they mentioned it first. So it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara says in Sukkah, I don't think we learned it yet in the Gemara Sukkah, but the Gemara says over there, a certain rabbi took for Sukkot, lechatchila, he took a certain hodos that Rav Kahana held b'diavid was kosher. There's a certain type of hodos shaita, but doesn't go three. The hodos goes three in this, from the same place, goes out three leaves. What happens if you have two from one place and one higher or lower? It's called a hodos shaita, a retarded hodos. That's really good. And Rav Kahana held b'diavid it was kosher. Other people held b'diavid it was possible. And this student of Rav Kahana b'davka took a hodos shaita, even though even Rav Kahana said it's only b'diavid kosher. He said if it came out of my Rebbe's mouth, that's davka what I'm going to do. You know. So the same thing over here. The Gemara says because it's rabbinic, it was more precious to the Braisa, and therefore first he said Yerek, which is rabbinic, and then Maisis, which is biblical.
Seems to me that a lot of people hold they should do, what the Rebbe should do.
Yeah.
But the Rebbe is saying.
Yeah. That's why Dafka people Dafka do it.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara says, but so the Gemara says Vitana Didan, but the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, it only says Yerek. It doesn't even say why doesn't it say Maisis also? Our Mishnah says Echabetish is a Shishana for Yerek. It doesn't say Maisis. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't it say Maisis also? So the Gemara answer is simple. Tana Drabanan, our Mishnah mentions the rabbinic one, meaning vegetables. The Koshkin, the Eisen, certainly the biblical one. In other words, when our Mishnah says Yerokis, it means the rabbinic one, and definitely the biblical one. The Koshkin, the Eisen, definitely the biblical one.
You don't have to mention?
The Gemara says, if I know it's 10% for Yerek, so for sure it's for the biblical grains. Now the Gemara says, the listener Meiser, but now, why does the Braisa say the word Meiserais, plural? The Braisa says, Yerek and Meiserais. There's one tithing. I mean, what's the Meiser plural? So the Gemara says, the listener Meiser, why doesn't it say Meiser? So the Gemara says, because it means various types of Meiser. There's Echad Meiser Behema, the Echad Meiser Dogan. Because it's tithing animals, it's tithing grain. Both, the cutoff date for Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. That means, when you have to give 10% of the flock, you have to bring a Pchor Vameisa, you know, Vapesach, you have to bring Meisa animals to the Kohen. So over there, it says also, you can only give those animals that were born the same year. Now what, the cutoff date for the year? The year is Tisha. So the Gemara, that's why it says plural mice rice, because there's two mices, dogon and the animal. So now the Gemara asks, Velisna Yerek, why does it say Yerokis? Which is vegetables, plural. It should say Yerek, vegetable, all vegetables. So the Gemara says, Tre Gavna Yerek, there's two types of vegetables. What does it mean there's two types of vegetables? The Tran we learned in a Braisa, Yerek HaNegad. Now, the question is as follows. When does the obligation of Maiser begin? When does the obligation of Maiser begin? At what stage of the fruit? Or the vegetables? So the Gemara says, vegetables, which are normally tied, bundled, and then sold. You know, for market, there's certain vegetables that are sold in a
bundle.
Like asparagus, let's say. You sell a bundle. You don't sell one asparagus. You bundle it. So the din is mishayaged. As soon as it became bundled, that's when the obligation of maisa begins. V'she'en and negad. What about the vegetable that's not bundled? Let's say,
grain.
No, not grain. It's cucumbers. Cucumbers, yeah. Cucumbers, something like that. Mishayamale esakili, once you fill it up, to put into the vessel to take to the market. That means before that you'd be allowed to eat it. Because the obligation of mice didn't begin yet, you'd be allowed to eat it. So because there's two types of yerek, yerek that becomes bundled, and yerek that doesn't become bundled, the Mishnah says the word yerek is because it means both, either type. Now the Gemara says as follows. We said that Rosh Hashanah is the new year for vegetables. Yeah? So it says, Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learned the following halacha. Liket Yarek Erev Rosh Hashanah, if somebody gathered vegetables, Erev Rosh Hashanah, actually Tavi Hashemesh, before the sun set, yeah, V'chazev V'likut, and then again he picked vegetables, Misha Tavi Hashemesh, after the sun set, and right away Taisa says, what do you mean, it's Yom Tif, how can you pick vegetables on Yom Tif? So Taisa says, a guy did it. The guy picked the vegetables. So the Gemara is saying a very simple case. Let's say, for argument's sake, 6 o'clock is Shkia. 2 minutes to 6, you pick some vegetables. And 6:02, the guy picked the vegetables. The fact that 6 o'clock was Rosh Hashanah, cutoff point, You can't tithe from these vegetables and these vegetables, even though they were gathered 4 minutes apart. Because it's a new year. And a new year is a new year, so you can't tithe from 1 year for the next year. Like he says, if some were gathered before, and some were gathered after the sunset, and turn min o maisr, miza, you're not allowed to give truma or maisr from one of the vegetables on the other. Why? Lefish ain't termin o maisr, because you're not allowed to take truma and maisr. Lemin a chodesh ala yoshin, not from the new crop and the old crop. Velemin a yoshin ala chodesh, and not from the old crop and the new crop. So the point is, it is a new year. If it's a new year, you can't separate maisr from one for the next. What happens im haise shnia nechnesel to shlishis? And now the Gemara says another interesting scenario. There's a 6 year cycle, because the 7th year is Shemitah, right? So the 7th year is Shemitah. So what the person has to, this is a 6 year cycle, okay? You have Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, and Maisa Ani. Maisa Rishon is what you give to the Levi. 10% you give to the Levi. Maisa Sheni, you take, but you have to eat it in your Shalayim. If it's too much to carry to Yerushalayim, you redeem it for money, you take the money to Yerushalayim, you buy with it food. But whatever you buy with the money has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, by anybody, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Then there's what's called Maisir Ani. Maisir Ani is a poor man's Maisir. So instead of Maisir Sheni, so the cycle works like this. There's a 6 year cycle, because the 7th year is Shemitah. The 6 years are divided into two, 3 and 3. Maisa Rishon to the Levi, you give every year. Every year you give Maisa Rishon to the Levi. The first year and second year, you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. What? The third year, you give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani. So in other words, every year, again, the six is divided into three and three, yeah? Every year you give Maisa Rishon. The first 2 years you give Maisir Rishon and Maisir Sheni. The third year you give Maisir Rishon and Maisir Ani.
What is it, the first year? From the growing fruits?
Well, that's what we're learning. When the fruits grow, that year you have to give, and again, Tishrei is the cutoff point, right? So from that year that grew, and the year during until Tishrei, so if it's the first year, you have to give Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The second year, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. The third year, Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani.
So Maisa Ani is getting every 6 years?
No, the third year and the sixth year.
So you don't get every year?
No, you have to give anyway, Tzedakah to the Ani. But 10% of the crop that goes to, like this, you take it to Yerushalayim and eat it yourself. The third year and the sixth year, you have to give it to the Ani instead. And they don't eat it in Yerushalayim. It's just Maisir Ani. That's the halach. So now the Gemara says as follows. What happens if you gathered 558 and 602? Right? But you're going from the second year to the third year. So the second year stuff, you give Maisir Sheni still. The third year stuff, you give Maisir Ani. Right? And now 6 o'clock is the cutoff point. So what you gathered 558, you have to separate Maisir Sheni from. And when you gathered 602, you have to separate Maisir Ani, because now it's the third year. It's very simple. So Gemara says, in fourth line, in Maisir Shniya Nechnesus L'Shlishis, what happens if it was the second year going into the third year? So Shniya is what you gathered in the second year at 558. Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. You give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. Shlish is what you gathered at 602, which is already the third year. You give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Ani. Okay, so the Gemara is saying very simple. If 6 o'clock is the cutoff point, what you gathered 558 and 602 are different years. You can't tithe from one on the next. You can't give Truma one on the next. And not only that, sometimes you'll end up giving different Meiser. Because what you gathered at 558, if it's the second year, you have to give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. What you gathered at 602, you have to give Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. So it's a completely different Maaser. But the Gemara says, Mino Ani Mili, where do I taka know this from? That there's a difference between first 2 years Maaser Ani, I'm sorry, Maaser Sheni, and the third year Maaser Ani. Where do we know that from? The Torah doesn't say it clearly. The Torah doesn't say clearly, one and two is Maaser Sheni, and third is Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth are Maaser Sheni, and sixth is Maaser Ani. The Torah doesn't clearly say it. So how do we know that Maaser Ani replaces Maaser Sheni in the third year and in the sixth year? Where do we learn it out from? Mino Ani Mili, how do I know it from? So the Gemara says, Amr Bishur ben Levi. Bishur ben Levi says, we learn it out from a pasuk. What does it say? It says as follows. Kishala, when you're finished, Lai says, Komasa Tvos, when you finish separating the mice of your grain, Bashona Shlishis in the third year, Shnasa Maiser, the year of Maiser. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Shana She'ein Ba'ela Maiser Echot. It means the third year where there's only one of the Maisers that you don't give in the other years. Okay, so what does it mean? He says, Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani, Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani, and Maaser Sheni Yibota, that you don't give Maaser Sheni. Meaning the question is, the Gemara's question is, how do I know that in the third year and the sixth year there is no Maaser Sheni? Maybe I have to give Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have to give both. Maaser Rishon is a given. That you have to do first every year to the Levi. That's not a question. But the Gemara said the din is, the first and second year you give Maaser Sheni. The third year you don't give Maaser Sheni, only Maaser Ani. Right? And then again the sixth year. So the Gemara says, how do I know that? How do I know there's no Maaser Sheni in the third and sixth year? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It says, Bashana Ashlishis Shnas HaMaaser, the year of single Maaser. That means in the third year you only give one of the Maasers that you gave in the other years. What is that? Only Maaser Rishon. Only Maaser Rishon. Because Maaser Sheni you don't give. Meaning is followed, very simple. Maaser Rishon you give every year. Now, when the Torah says in the third year, you only give one Maaser that you gave the other years. What could it be? Maaser Rishon. Maaser Sheni you obviously don't give, because the Torah says you only give one of the normal ones. So what must you give? Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. How do I know Maaser Sheni doesn't happen? Because the Torah says in the third year you give the Maaser singular. Which means you give the Maaser one of the Maasers you gave in the previous years, but not both. In addition to that, you also give Maaser Ani. That's what the Gemara learns out. So the Gemara says, well, maybe maybe the Gemara asks even a better question. Maybe you only give Maaser Ani. How do I even know you give Maaser Rishon? Maybe the Torah says you only give one Maaser, which is to the poor man. How do I even know you give Maaser Rishon? So the Gemara says, because Maaser Rishon, the Torah says, never stops. Because Talmud Leimer, because the Torah says, Velavim to Dabir, speak to the Levim and tell them the following. When you will take the titan from the Bnei Yisrael, Asher Nosati Lochem, that I have given to you, Levim, Me'itam, from them, Benachalachem, as inheritance. So the Gemara says the Torah calls Maaser inheritance. Inheritance never stops. So if the Torah says to the Levim, I'm giving you Maaser as an inheritance, that itself shows Maaser Rishon never stops. like he said, Ikisha Nakosav Lanachla, the Torah likens and compares Meister to inheritance. Ma Nachla and Lahefsik, just like inheritance, has no interruption. Inheritance always goes. The same thing, Af Meister Rishin and Lahefsik. Same thing, Meister Rishin never stops. So the Gemara learns as follows, very simply. In the third year, the Torah says you give one of them. So the Gemara says it cannot only mean Maisir Ani, because Maisir Ishin, the Torah says, never stops. So you have to give Maisir Ishin to give it. Now the Torah says, but you only give one of the Maisirs he gave in the past years. So it has to be Maisir Ishin. What stops? Maisir Sheni. So therefore the Gemara learns out that in the first 2 years, you give Maisir Ishin, Maisir Sheni. The third year, you give Maisir Ishin and Maisir Ani. The fourth and fifth year, you give Maisir Rishon, Maisir Sheni. The sixth year, you give only Maisir Rishon and Maisir Ani. But you don't give Maisir Sheni. So that stops twice in the year cycle. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisim, it says in the Pasuk, Yishchal Elasim, when you'll finish tithing. And again, the Torah says the year of the tithe, singular, Shana Shein Bo Ela Maiser Echad. The year that there's only one Maiser. So the Gemara says, okay, so how could that be? So it says, Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani. You give, like we Gemara just said, you give Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. Or Maiser Sheini, you bottle. And Maiser Sheini stops. So the Gemara asks, Yochel Av Maiser Rishon Nami, you bottle. I would think that even Maiser Rishon should stop. Like the Gemara just asked now. But our Gemara answered, both answered to the question in the first Braiser, that Maiser Rishon is inheritance, and inheritance never stops. But the Gemara says, Yochel Av Maiser Rishon Ami Bot, I would think that Maiser Rishon also stops. Talmud Leimer, it says in the Pasuk, Ubo HaLevi, the Levi comes, calls Man Shabbat. Whenever the Levi comes, even in the third year, the Torah says if the Levi comes, you tell you have to give it to him. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, not because it's likened to inheritance, because the Torah says in the third year, if the Levi comes, you have to give him. Which means you have to give Maaser. Elazar ben Yaakov, Eimer Elazar ben Yaakov says, Ein Tzarich, you don't have to learn it like this. Why? Because look, now Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says what the Gemara just said by us. Hario Eimer, Valavim Tadab Eimer. There's another pasuk. Because it says, speak to the Levium. Look, we just learned. It says, Kisikh meis b'nei yisal sa'maisir. When you will take from them the maisir. Asher nasati lachamitim, that I'm giving you b'nachalaschem as inheritance. Hekisha kosu l'nachla, the Torah likens maisir to inheritance. Nachla. Ma nachla ein lehefsik. Just like nachla has no interruption. Af maisirishin ein lehefsik. Maisirishin also doesn't stop. So the Blazer ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yivar Gemara. Just to clarify, what does it mean, inheritance never stops? So, Rashi explained very simple. God forbid if somebody dies and there's no children. There's still a din of inheritance. It goes to brothers, father. I mean, the Torah says, under all scenarios, there is no thing of it, no inheritance. There's only one scenario when there's no inheritance. The Gemara says, and he never got married. If a Jew converted, never got married, so he has no relatives at all. So then becomes Hefker.
Hefker. Who's happening?
The state doesn't take it. First come, first serve. No, first come, first serve. Whoever got it, grabs it, takes it. Huh? If they fight, they'll go to Besdin. Straighten out the fight.
Who is the first?
Well, you know, you have the same case. I mean, I don't know if you ever learned, right? You ever learned Baba Metzia, that if you find a lost article on the street, right, whoever picks it up gets it, right? What? Let me say, you find somebody that has no, you find money in the street, so there's no simon, there's no identification on the money. Yeah, you have a wallet, but I'm saying, what happens if somebody finds $100 bill in the street, right? So the first one gets it, he gets it, right? What happens if they fight over it? So that's the first mission Baba Metzia, Shnayim Echzim Betalis. Two people come fighting over something they found in the street. Nichse Ager become Hefker. But besides that, Like Rashi says in Chumash, there is no Jew that doesn't have relatives, because you go back to Yaakov Avinu, we're all related.
So, somebody that doesn't have any.
There is, because Vina Shvi, every Jew is related somehow. It may be a 100th cousin, 12th time removed, but if that's the closest relative. Because you go all the way back, you keep going until Avraham Avinu or Yaakov, whatever. And then everybody's related. So the Gemara is saying, just like, and the Torah likens Maisa to Nachla, so just like Nachla doesn't stop, Maisa doesn't stop.